This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, on Texas Independence Day, it is the resistance to globalism. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, the Young Turk sink, the Gulf State dictatorship-funded, Al Gore-funded creature, that's where the old prune caught lying, caught with fake memos, of course, as well. The other fake newsman, Dan Rather, now floats around over in that cesspit of the young turkeys. And I really shouldn't joke about this because it's so serious. I can't believe it. They've got all over the news saying George Soros would never help the Nazis and that I'm lying, attacking a Holocaust survivor. This is so sick. But see, their followers will believe anything. So think of the logic. He helped for years round up Jews because he was a teenager and he could get in and find their hiding spots and get them to tell them where their money was and claim they were going to get them out. And then they take their money and give them over to the Nazis and then give the money to the Nazis and keep part of it. And they got super rich off that. And that's where George Soros came from. Man, you talk about having some baggage and being whacked out and being screwed up. And then you got a guy named after a genocidal organization who denies that the Young Turks ever killed any Christian Armenians. They killed 1.5 million of them. That's now admitted. On there saying, I'm the worst person in the world. Well, guess what, Sink? You can't shut me up, buddy. And we've got over 200 radio stations and all these TV stations, and we are kicking your political behind up and down the street, buddy. You know, George Soros might actually be one of the worst people in the world, but you say I'm one of the worst people in the world. Even though they've had hundreds of investigative reporters, hundreds. Usually it sounds like an exaggeration thing. I mean, it's probably thousands, crawling up and down, doing everything they can to try to find somebody to tell lies or to twist things. And I was just thinking about the latest stuff, and it actually made me feel sorry for the individuals because they're being used, but I have to do what I have to do. And I just thought about some of the sad issues that those folks have, and I actually feel sorry for them. But it makes me even more angry at the globalists. It's crazy. But this is the level of deception we're dealing with, so let's go back to the Young Turks leader. Here he is.
And then he put up a picture of Brian Stelter and started railing on him and saying that he looks like Michael Wolff and they're all the same. Now, as it turns out, Brian Stelter is not Jewish. But, of course, Alex Jones.
I never said Brian Stelter was Jewish. See how the deceptions are so fast. You have to, like, listen every 3 seconds. He goes, oh, look, Michael Wolff's Jewish. Look how he looks. I didn't say that. I said these guys have these crazy smiles. Like Jack Nicholson. He's not Jewish. I mean, they got scary-looking dudes, man. Brian Stelter, I said, why would you put out these crazy, where he's like, that looks crazy. I mean, I've seen crazy people on the sidewalk, you know, that schizophrenics look like that. That's what I'm saying. Imagine you post your photo, it's like, I mean, he's a weird looking dude. But again, oh, now I call him Jewish, but he's not. See, Alex is wrong again. You just lie to your audience, every word. Let's go back to Mr. Turd.
Please. He gets worked out. He don't know. He's like, look at him. So, in fact, here, let's show you the video.
But just look at Stelter again. Put him on screen. I think this all the broadcast should be is just a photo of Stelter smiling. Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Notice they do it on purpose. Media Matters blurs it. They all take it from Media Matters. That's George Soros.
That's George Soros funded. The Young Turks have gotten George Soros money. It's been in the news. This is George Soros' TV station. Come on up. I think tomorrow I'm going to get a personal playing of this. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You are so aced, turd. You are so defeated. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've been interviewing Larry Pratt for 20 years, at least 20 years, and I've never seen him as concerned as when he was on last night during the marathon broadcast that we're now into, what, hour 30 of? We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. We're 10 hours a day live now with David Knight and his great transmission, the David Knight program. And then you've got InfoWars Live. There's truly Alex Jones. And you've got Owen Schroyer and the War Room with Roger Stone and others. We're going to go to Larry in a moment from gunowners.org. And he was very, very, very concerned about Trump. We're going to play some of these clips and really look at the backlash. I think Trump has knocked a big dent in his aura of being this guy that totally delivers and never backs off. Because it was one thing to say, we'll look at amnesty for some dreamers, because he'd always said if they'd been here decades and weren't criminals, we could fast-track that. That's reasonable. The Democrats can make it so we want total open borders, total, you know, 20-deep chain migration, just unending. So the whole thing was killed. But see, he always said he would be reasonable, and that was reasonable. He didn't do that with this. He said, no, we're not going to, you know, repeal any of this. It's the criminals. And now we've got all these clips. I don't think I need to play them again, but just so we have them, let's play a few and then go to Larry Pratt. Trump, I like taking the guns early, then due process. I mean, is he turned into Dianne Feinstein? Did he get a brain transplant? Here it is.
I take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of fires. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
That is the dream of the gun grabbers. That's actually Bloomberg's plan, is to just, they just say, oh, You see a psychologist, you can't have guns. No, there's already laws. You say, I'm going to kill people, and the police have been to your house, and you're on meds. You get adjudicated. The guy at the Texas shooting at the church, he'd been in a mental institution. He escaped. He had a dishonorable discharge, and he went and bought the guns. They didn't put the database. They need to court-martial the commanding officer over that, and they'll start getting that in the database. I'm going to go to Larry Pratt. That's why we got him on. But I can't even hardly play these clips, the other ones. Let's play the Feinstein Wicked Witch of the West garbage because it's just unbelievable. Here it is.
So if you could add that to this bill, that would be great, Diane. If you could add what you have also, and I think you can, into the bill.
Yeah. Show her you're ready.
Can you do that? Joe, can you do that? Matt, can you add
something?
Well, no, I'll help, but can you add what
Republicans look really upset.
Diane have? Can we add them in? And I know you can add what John
has. I have another domestic.
Cornyn's like, what the hell is this happening?
It's about dating partners, and a number of states have just enacted it with Republicans.
We're going to get it passed. Yeah. We're going to get it passed. If you can add domestic violence paragraphs, pages into this bill, I'm all for it.
It's already there, Mr. President. So I know what he's doing. He's taking the you-know-what out of them, as they say in England. But you can't do this because it advances their flawed, fake system when they're admitting they want abolition of the Second Amendment is the goal piece by piece. Larry Pratt, Gunners of America, thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy, busy man. What is the state of this situation right now?
Well, let me just comment on one thing the president was saying. You've already expressed a correct outrage. For him to say, we're going to take care of due process after we've grabbed you and thrown you in the clink. And then he referred to the dirtbag down in Florida where 39 times the police came to his house. They didn't do a thing. Why would we think that somehow being able to throw somebody in jail fixes something that was not a problem until their own sloppiness and lack of desire to interact with people that had been reported by who knows how many neighbors and people at school? This was a bad dude, and apparently everybody knew it except the sheriff. So don't talk about doing
there was clearly a stand down, and we need to be on offense. They had all the warnings. He was on the drugs. They stood down. All the defaults were not followed. We have the protections in place. And as you said, they're always trying to keep us from having select teachers armed, which is the answer.
That sure is the answer. And isn't it interesting that except for Congressman Massey and maybe a couple of senators, you just don't hear anybody talking about arming teachers. They're the ones that are going to be there during the first 5-6 minutes of a dirtbag's attack. That's when most of the people get killed. Sometimes that's all it lasts is 5 or 6 minutes. And we're not talking about arming teachers. Now, to the president's credit, he did say he would support that. But he's also supporting the shredding of the Second Amendment.
What's the word on Capitol Hill? I know you got feelers out. Is he just doing like DACA and being reasonable, and then they won't be reasonable? No, he's not really being reasonable. He's playing along with their false logic. What are your I know you got some of the top lobbyists in the halls right now. What in Hades is going on, and what are the Republican lawmakers saying?
Well, we're still hoping that this is a feint, the way it was in DACA, and that he's ultimately going to spring the trap and the situation will be resolved. But it doesn't sound that way because he's used different language on this. He hasn't talked about how he might be able to walk it back. So we think this is a big, big deal, and we hope people will continue to, as many times a day as they can manage, contact the White House to tell them that this is the end of the Second Amendment, and it will also, if you carry this out, be the end of the Republican Party. They're going to get wiped out in 2018 elections if this is what they have brought to the table for the voters to judge them on. They will be judged and found wanting. This is an incredible betrayal, and the president seems to be rather more serious about this than he was with DACA. Again, I'm still leaving the door open, at least a crack. Hopefully the president is gaming this, but it increasingly doesn't sound that way. Even if he's trying to set a trap, it was a very reckless thing to say.
Man, I just feel like I'm not putting on an actor. I just felt nauseous. I mean, I have been so committed. He's done so much good. It means, Larry, they must have compromised him. He's been fighting so hard, and they're just all around him, and he's been good. My gut knows he's good, and my gut thinks they're turning him. I think what you think. My gut tells me this is so sad, Larry.
The way we've seen him, and I think I mentioned this last night, is that the president is not a conservative. We've never heard him refer to prominent conservative thinkers. He doesn't express himself as if he's looking at the economy as Ludwig von Mises might, a famous libertarian economist. The guy has been a fighter against the establishment, Republican and Democrat alike. And when he was doing that, most of the time we would be saying, right on, those are good things that you're opposing and fighting for. And he came across as a fighter, and hopefully he still is. But now we're talking about a major turn where he doesn't seem to have a rudder because he doesn't seem to be a conservative.
Yeah, for the first time I read CNN headlines this morning, and some of them were true, they're basically saying he's rudderless. And he's suddenly become rudderless. Let's come back in the last segment and ask why, and what do we do? But hey, here's the good news. Larry Pratt's not going to roll over. I don't care what they do to me. You see what they're doing to me, folks. It's 100% fake. I'm not rolling over. Ted Nugent's not rolling over. The veterans aren't rolling over. This audience isn't rolling over. And we're going to, and the Republican Party, the leadership, they're not rolling over. I've seen them say, listen, Mr. President, we're not doing this. We're not going to just go along with the last thing you heard from somebody because you want to sit there with a bunch of grieving people that manipulated you until they pulled on your heartstrings. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Are we seeing the end of Trump, or will he wake up before he crashes the plane?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
The big question for Larry Pratt, we're going to him in just one moment, godowners.org, is what is the political calculus when the left has already been so brainwashed to hate Trump and Reagan Democrats are still going to vote for Trump if he delivers on the economy, which he is? All you do is turn your base off and demoralize them to not fight when he already reannounced his campaign 900 days out. 980-something days out, because they're already campaigning against him. He needs his base fired up, engaged, foaming at the mouth. Not disillusioned. I know maybe the calculus is, if they do this, we'll get everybody awake, because now maybe the Second Amendment's under attack. Maybe it's super sophisticated 3D chess. I mean, I can kind of war game this, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's him trying to get points with the press to get them off his back, and I think that'll just make them intensify. George W. Bush ratified and signed on to Biden's all the assault weapons stuff. It's Republicans that keep giving us this stuff by being bullied. It's crazy. We'll talk to Larry Pratt here and find out how we get out of this in a minute. But first off, you fight back by joining the NRA, the folks that keep them honest. You join gunowners.org. That's even more important. And you support this broadcast. They've taken down Dr. Corsi's YouTube, violates none of their rules. They had to put it back up. They said rogue employees did it. That's major news. Yes, rogue employees put fake strikes on us. Well, CNN bragged that they were working with the insiders at YouTube to do it. Did you hear that? YouTube's in Bloomberg saying rogue employees did it. And CNN says they were talking to the employees, getting them to do it. I mean, CNN is trying to shut us down, launch the campaign last Friday, 7 days ago. I know for a fact they're offering people big money to lie about me, folks, and we knew it was coming. And in the case that they picked to do it in, it's unbelievably phony, like Swiss cheese, the holes, and very easy to disprove. I just feel sorry for the people that got, you know, induced into it. And later I'm going to let them know that there's still time to come forward and admit who paid you and why they did it and the rest of it, because we already know. But we'll just let you go through that process. Now, again, we have Operation Paul Revere 2018. It's 30 to 80% off, and we're talking about our best sellers. I mean, I sold out of our super turmeric, our bodies. I told you I was selling out. So a bunch of stuff selling out. Biome Defense, 50% off. Great Probiotic. True Way, 50% off. Prebiotic Fiber, that's our newest product. It's the best source fiber. It's really amazing, concentrated, super high quality. InfoWars Life, select products, 40% off. Clearance Apparel, 80% off. That's some of our best stuff. There's just so much apparel. Some stuff sells out, some doesn't. So there's some great deals and amazing shirts and sweatshirts and caps, you name it. Aegis Body Armor for backpack inserts, very lightweight nanotech stuff. It's 20% off already, a very, very low price. I mean, $200 for some backpack. High quality, high tech, space age stuff's a great deal. And 20% off, that's an even better deal. So check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got free shipping for a while. There's so many deals, I can't get into all of it. But these deals are so big, we need to sell a lot of product to be able to face this. And I've got to have the lawyers and a lot of other stuff. You know, we're going to have to put into motion here. Because let me tell you, this is like a James Bond movie around here. And we've got to have counterintelligence, intelligence. We've got to have it all. This is the info war, and we're at this level now where it's every day I have to make the right decisions or we go down, which will be its own spectacular victory against the globals. That's going to blow up really big if they kill me or set me up or whatever. I mean, it's just, we see them launch the attack and then the support comes. But what's scary is it's like spiritual. It's always just enough to beat them. And it's always just enough. And I'm like, God, if we had a whole bunch more money, we could really beat them. It's always just enough, just enough, just enough. So you guys, it's like magic. You just come through with exactly what we need, never really more. And it's God. Going back to Larry, you got the floor of the last 4 minutes. I appreciate you holding while I plug. Keep us afloat here. Gunhunters.org, and you have the number out as well. In closing, you heard my points. What's the calculus? I mean, even if he was Machiavelli, he's winning. Why is he doing this? And what do we do to get him back on the straight and narrow?
Well, if folks go to gunowners.org, they can give a substantial boost to getting the president back in line, getting back on the rails. Gunowners.org, you can sign up right on a link from the front page to get the free email alerts, and they're what enable you to be like Paul Revere. You can just spread the word, and you can get your email sent up from what we send you, and the whole thing probably takes less than 30 seconds. Now, the battle that we're fighting right now, besides trying to get the president back on the rails, is to stop the gun bill that's in the Congress, because they're talking about putting Dianne Feinstein's semi-automatic ban on what at one time was a good piece of legislation. That's some time ago now. But if they really try to do that, would almost certainly be an important mistake, because they would be putting something up where they may not even have 40 votes for that measure. And if they will then leave their tank athwart the bridge, and it's going to block the ability of other measures in the gun control agenda to get across that bridge. So we think that they, if they proceed that way, they're likely to find that they've shot themselves in the foot. And let's hope that we can indeed pull that off. And once we're in that posture, once it's the Feinstein bill they're blocking, senator, a good guy, has to do is say, I object to the next move, which would be to get around it, to set aside, bring up other gun control measures. One person saying, I object, and the whole enterprise gets shut down. And we can hold them in that position for a fairly long period of time while we continue, hopefully, to build our own support and our own forces.
Who would have thought, because he did the right thing after Vegas and pointed out that it was all illegal, what happened, there was a stand down, Islamic connections, you name it, and then the media backed off because the story fell apart, whatever really happened. And then now with this is blood in the water. I've got it looks like an exclusive about another county with our connections in Florida, where another person says they're going to shoot people. It's a Democrat sheriff, and the report is they've let the person go. It just continues to happen. Doesn't Trump understand that this will destroy him? Does he understand that the base isn't going to put up with this?
You would think the answer to that would be, of course he understands that. But right now, the question's legitimate, because what he's done is certainly not helpful to himself. And unless he has some plan, as I was mentioning earlier, to game the Democrats and some of the anti-gun Republicans, he's headed down the wrong path. And he'd better for sure have a way back to where he came from, because otherwise it's not going to end well politically for him at all.
Well, exactly. And Feinstein and others' body language was just, they were in ecstasy because her own party's about to throw her overboard. This makes her look strong to go ahead and get the nomination. Yeah, rubbing her hands together like a giant rat.
Like the Wicked Witch of the West. It's an incredible photo. I'm so glad you got it.
Well, sir, if it wasn't for gunowners.org, because I was there watching to keep the NRA somewhat honest, and it wasn't people like Ted Nugent, we wouldn't be here today with the Second Amendment left. So God bless you. We salute you, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. And what's the number?
888-886-GUNS. But mostly people use the Internet these days, I'm happy to say.
I know they do, brother. Thank you so much. We're in a fight. We're going to fight together. We salute you.
Introducing Cell Force by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
My head is just spinning right now. All over England, all over Sweden, all over Germany, all over France, all over Belgium, and other places. If a woman shares a meme that shows a ISIS member with crap for brains, she gets arrested and put in prison and strip searched. I mean, they're putting 70-year-old women in jail for months. They're, and it has them begging on the news, apologizing for what they've done. And you have an extension of that. YouTube tried to ban our channel. CNN was on the news saying, we reported that they said nobody died. We're working with them. We put in a complaint. A so-called news organization, total tortious interference, total racketeering. I got a lawyer right here, Mike Cernovich. He'll give us his take. But I've talked to my lawyers. And I've talked to Veritas and all the other people that caught them on video, YouTube, saying our job is to censor Alex Jones, people like him. And they have Facebook and Twitter employees going, also American flags and veterans. Just veterans are called dumb rednecks. Black, white, Hispanic, you're scum too. You really realize these people, they're globalists. They think of everybody who's pro-America as some dumb idiot. We got video from Campus Reform where a professor, one of the head professors of the university, walks over and goes, oh, I see you're paid by the Russians. And it's NRA stuff. And anti-socialism pamphlets and pro-gun pamphlets. And the guy sits there and debates them and goes, I really know that you're Russians. And then this fake EEOC complaint about me. They just, with Hillary Clinton's, it's Hillary's former personal lawyer. He brags about it. He worked for her when he got out of college at Georgetown and was her personal assistant and then a lawyer for her. He says I'm a liar and all this stuff and that this EEOC thing will just add to all of it. So he makes a political statement in it. And then they say that I have a Russian operative that handles me in the EEOC report. I mean, folks, you know how desperate they are that they're now putting in EEOC complaints that there are Russians. Yes, Daria was born in Russia. Yes, she's an Army veteran. Yes, she's a patriot. And it's so crazy. Talk about discriminatory. They're saying we're bad because someone born in Russia works here, and that's the proof. And again, she's a combat veteran, whole nine yards, honorably discharged. You honorably serve your country, and you are have a Russian background, and you are the devil, and you are just convicted. All right, let's go to Mike Cernovich, because he is. I was thinking about him like 3 days ago. I'm not kidding. I'm sitting there at night driving home, and I'm thinking about him. But when he had the idea to protest Google, I mean, we've done it before as well, but he had the idea we have to get out there with our censorship, and then they had the whole Charlottesville thing, and then Google said, oh, people are planning to attack us. So we knew it was a setup, so we canceled them. But I was thinking about it, and then I get home, and the text comes in saying, hey, we got to do this for our lives. We got to fight for the First Amendment right here. This is the takeover. You got to do it, Alex. And so he's been busy the last few days. So we've got him on to talk about it. He's absolutely right. South by Southwest is coming up in a couple of weeks in Austin. They're all going to be here, and he wants to coordinate this from behind the scenes so they don't know when we're coming, when you're coming. And I think he's a good leader, so I'm going to let him honcho this. But I'm going to work with him. But watch this channel when the South by Southwest is going on for what we're going to do. It's going to be legal and lawful. But they're so scared of us physically showing up because they only want cyber control. They're totally afraid of grassroots. So, Mike Cernovich, what would you say historically the point we've reached now with just this whole cornucopia of insanity and Trump starting to go sideways? But our YouTube, of course, his YouTube channel was taken down. They put it back up today. YouTube apologizes and said we have rogues. I mean, what this is a real civil war in the country.
Well, Alex, I'm usually a positive and upbeat guy, but I'm not positive and upbeat about this. It's life or death now. This isn't the usual, oh, we're always under attack. This isn't the usual, we're under an attack, thank you for the support, share links. No, no, no. This is, we are done. We're off the internet. They're banning us, and not just us. If you're a Christian, Snopes and Facebook are now trying to ban Christians from Facebook. What they're doing now is if you write Christian content on Facebook, Snopes will say, well, we're fact checking this and this actually isn't true. And then Facebook threatened to ban a Christian website called the Babylon Bee. They do satire and jokes because Snopes fact checked a satirical funny article to ban them. So this is not about you or me. If you're a Christian in America, tech companies hate you. They're going to ban you. This is not, again, usually I'm like, oh, under attack. I feel good. This is fun. No, they want us in gulags, Alex. I don't know what more to say. Death camps are coming. When you're a Christian and you can't make a joke on Facebook, As a Christian, now it isn't maybe, oh, I'm politically incorrect, maybe you're a little, you know, controversial. Just a Christian trying to have fun, spread a little levity in life, spread a little humor. They're going to target you now. It doesn't even matter if all you do is Christian comedy. So this is not a joke. This is not a fun thing.
And by the way, the First Methodist Church all over the country is removing crosses because they're offensive. In Europe, they're removing crosses from Catholic churches, Presbyterian, Baptist. This is a total ecumenical UN global takeover. The Pope's a globalist. They're making their move. You're absolutely right. And I meant to mention that. All over Christian YouTubes, Prager University's in a lawsuit because they're trying to ban them and have banned them. Very professional, very loving, very, very well done, very, very fatherly. That's being banned. I mean, and all over Christians are being blocked from being able to share. And notice Google Assistant says Christ is a fictional character. So, yes, this is an assault. This is crazy. You should think Google, Facebook, Twitter would want one of the biggest minorities in the country now, Christians, you know, of every group, to be on their platforms. But, no, they want to socially control you. This is incredible.
Yeah, they want to take away our guns. They want to take away our free speech. And they want to put Christians in death camps. And they can clip that snippet, but they'll never argue it. They'll never say, oh, they'll go, oh, look, Sanders claims they want death camps. Why do they want to take away our guns? And why do they want to take away our free speech rights and our rights to peaceably assemble and censor us? What is the end game of that? They want to bankrupt people. They want to ruin people's reputations. They want to destroy people. They went after Pamela Geller's daughters, four Jewish women, merely because of who her mom is. These girls are now facing death threats from jihadis. This is not a joke, Alex. This is not a fun thing.
No, I know the jihadis are the foot soldiers of the left now. We now know they are the muscle.
Yeah. So people go, oh, Mike, you've been a little somber lately. You've been a little. Well, right, because I'm a realistic person, and I know that they want us murdered. They want us killed now. And it isn't just you and me and people on the front lines now. If you're a listener and you're just a Christian who wants to tell some jokes and have fun with your friends and maybe go to church on Sundays and pray, you're now a target by Facebook. You're now a target by Snopes. They will do everything they can to run you off the internet. They will do everything they can to disarm you. They're saying that we want to disarm you. We want to take away your free speech rights. They want to take away every means we have to fight back. That is how you have a Holocaust. That is how you have Pol Pot's death camps. That's how you have the so-called...
And Mike, as you know, Snopes, the Young Turks, Media Matters is all funded by George Soros, who are all now saying he's a Holocaust survivor and that I'm defaming him and that he fought the Nazis when he was admittedly a Nazi collaborator in his own words. It's next level. Snopes runs it all. And everywhere in front of our stuff, your stuff, they put Snopes, even in front of Fox News, and then Snopes just says, this is not true. Snopes basically says a Muslim didn't attack a few months ago with a truck in New York. I mean, they just do whatever they want.
Yeah, well, and the latest, and that's why I think the attack on the Babylon Bee is really such an important thing, because, as you know, YouTube has given me a community guideline strike because I uploaded a video of a protest by Antifa. Not anything that I said, not anything that I'd done. All I did was journalistically uploaded a video of a protest of Antifa, and Facebook has issued me a community guideline strike and censored my channel. They're going after journalism because they don't want – this is what I have to tell the Christians. You have to listen. Antifa and jihadis are the foot soldiers of the left, and that is why YouTube is banning anyone. If you report on Antifa, they don't want the Christians to know, because eventually Antifa, they're protesting me and Alex. They're coming for you. They're coming for your church.
They come with guns and won't let our reporters on the Capitol, and the police say, sorry, it's Blue City. They're allowed to have guns and violate your free speech in Austin. I mean, it's incredible. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We're 30 hours, we've got a few hours left of the global broadcast, Operation Paul Revere 2018. And I was already launching this, had the idea last week because of all the censorships, them taking sponsors again, trying to shut us down. I was already going to have this broadcast in defense of free speech, in defense of the Second Amendment, in defense of Internet freedom. That was the promo that we put out. And then we got banned on YouTube. Then they reinstated us. They were blocking us uploading. Then they banned our sub-channels. They banned Dr. Corsi's DC channel, which was getting millions of views a week. They saw it really catching on as he covered QAnon and the storm. And now Mike Cernovich is a lawyer. He can speak to this. I've never seen him so concerned, because he should be. We all should be. let's say past censorship was a 2 or 3 on the Richter scale. This is like a 9, okay? It's exponential each level up. And you know, the next level is being totally silenced and arrested like in Europe. So this is true draconianism. This is true. And I keep saying censorship, censorship. People are dull to that term. Mike's smart because he's targeting what it is. It's a war on real journalism. Mike has real sources. I have real sources. You get tomorrow's news today. You get next week's news today, next year's news today, because we really don't just make stuff up like CNN. We told you this stuff was all fake. That's how they had to reverse it. We told you we had lawyers that were already letting YouTube know how the cow ate the cabbage. I'm not going to get into a lot of behind-the-scenes agreements and things, but we're on the move here. We're fighting, and I don't feel sorry for myself. This is the second American Revolution. I don't have to get my arms and legs blown off. I don't have to march, you know, from Ticonderoga 100-something miles, dragging giant, you know, guns till you know, our shoes fall off and there's a trail of blood. And people's, you know, hundreds of people had to have their toes amputated. That's will. We don't have to do that. We just got to take their lies, turn around, and counterpunch every day. Like a video game. Just boom, 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 boom. And never give up. We need to protest these people. We need to take action. And also know we're fighting hard for you. You cannot make a better investment than going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting books, videos, high-quality supplements. We got free shipping store-wide right now. And at discounts like these, we sell a lot of product, but it takes a lot of product to be sold at these prices because we don't make a lot. We don't have 7 times markup like other supplement companies where they put almost nothing in it and then 7 times mark it up. We were putting almost $50 a bottle in DNA Force. We reformulated it even stronger, got a bigger contract in, so we lowered the price for us to make it to $30, $32, so now we can lower the price. That's how that works. Nobody's putting $30 in a bottle, okay? I mean, these are like hardcore. And we've got some stuff that's like $9.95. You know, we got colloidal silver, we got Treeway, Biome Defense, free shipping store wide, super male vitality, super female vitality. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Our newest product is Best Source Prebiotic Fiber. It has from the very best from cranberries, you name it. It's concentrated. It's really good. It's really healthy. A lot of forms of fiber out there aren't too good. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. You stand against Soros. You stand against the globalists. You stand against everything they're doing when you support people in the economy that support your freedoms. When you don't give all your money to the biggest supplement maker and seller in the world, Jeff Bezos, who has his publications saying, shut me down, any supplements or snake oil. So this is sick. By the way, Cernovich has developed, I've taken it before, an amazing new kind of sports enhancer nootropic. Gorilla Mind, so also buy that from him. That's what this is all about, is building these economies is how we're going to turn things around. But, Mike, let's get into your idea. Absolutely, we got to protest Google. We got to protest South by Southwest. You're going to come. I want to have you in the studio. We've got some ideas. I was already planning to do it, but I'm going to do it a few unannounced times and things. I'm just leaving it at that. As you know, the inside documents say I'm banned from their campus. What do we need to do to take this to the next level to fight back?
Yeah, we need all of our people, and this is not optional. This is a red alert because, again, it's just not about Alex or me or anybody else. It is about the war on Christians. Again, when Facebook is threatening Christian comedy websites with censure and banning, that tells you all you need to know about what is going on. All of these anti-Christian, anti-freedom tech companies are going to be in South by Southwest. So legally and lawfully, we need to show up and just peacefully assemble and ask them, why do you hate Christians? Why do you censor websites? Why do you not allow honest reporting on Antifa? Do you endorse political violence? Do you endorse what is happening on the streets? And we need to, again, peacefully and lawfully just ask these tech companies at South by Southwest, why do you hate Christians? Why do you want to censor people? Why do you support Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, which hates Jews? Because everybody tries to always say, oh, you know, Cernovich and Jones, we love the Jewish people. We love Israel. We have no problems at all. This is nonsense and a lie. But Louis Farrakhan and Keith Ellison, they actually are anti-Semites. Louis Farrakhan gave a speech where he said Keith Ellison was a member of us, of the Nation of Islam. This is his speech. This isn't Alex and me conspiracy theory. This is actually real life. And Farrakhan has said, if you want the door open, you got to wait for a Jew to open it for you. This is Louis Farrakhan, not me, not Alex. Keith Ellison, nevertheless, holds up the Antifa handbook supports domestic terrorism. He supports anti-Semitism. So the people who hate the Jewish people are not us. They're not real Americans because we tolerate everybody.
I was about to say, have you seen the Young Turks saying that I'm anti-Semitic for saying George Soros was a Nazi collaborator, and that because I said Brian Stelter has a crazy-looking smile, I'm anti-Semitic, and I said he was a Jew? I never said any of that. The level of crazy lying is just insane. How much can they turn it up from here? I think you're right. I think it's just they want to kill us.
Yeah, well, that's the issue, is they want to lie about us without us being able to tell the truth. And that, the Young Turks, their engagement is terrible. They don't get views like they used to. And by the way, we should ask Google, why do you promote Sink? Have you read what Sink and his partner wrote about 14-year-old girls?
They said, they said women are subhuman and genetically mutants, and because they don't all want to have sex with him. And then he talked about young 15-year-old girls. And yes, I'm not going to say what he said. Well, what do you expect from, you know, this Islamist didn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, so we should ask YouTube, why is it that you promote most heavily somebody who referred to 15-year-old girls as, again, I can't say it, but...
Don't say it or they'll say we're bullying. But
Yeah, that's what they said, though. So
we quote them and then we get banned. I mean, this is the level we're at. And Mike, you're a lawyer, though. Don't you agree? I've talked to top lawyers and they say, no, you got the suit now. That's why YouTube's backed off. Because they know we're not playing games. We have them, all the whole chain, saying they're censoring, saying it's for political, laughing about it, and now they're backing off, at least on, you know, me. They should back off on you and others, but that's because we fought back. As a lawyer, is this not tortious interference?
Well, it's antitrust. There's a number of things. If you want, Facebook and Google control 88% of the advertising market.
That's their big weakness, is the antitrust, exactly. But what I mean is CNN admitting that they're involved with YouTube trying to shut me down. Another company involved with a third party trying to shut someone down. Is that not tortious interference?
That's definitely unfair business practices, for sure. It's conspiring against you. So, yeah, there are major lawsuits to be had. That said, the number one priority is to get us banned. They want to do it while you fall asleep, right? You fall asleep, you wake up, you're banned. Oh, we can't do anything about
That's it. That's how it always then is.
Then they want to take all the Christians and round up all the Christians, just like Facebook is now having Snopes.
Facebook is now putting Christians in ghettos, just like Matt Drudge predicted. I can't believe, how did Drudge predict all this?
Well, he knew. I'll tell you what, Alex. I did not like politics. All I ever cared about was going to the gym, lifting weights, and doing my guerrilla mindset stuff. And then I read a book on the Cambodian genocide, which the media never talks about because it was left-wing. And
Zbigniew Brzezinski supported it.
Yeah, so I saw the parallels between the killing fields. What was happening in Cambodia? That is the path that we're on today. And when I read that book, I actually cried. I was traveling through Cambodia and you know, learning about the people and the culture. I read the book Survival in the Killing Fields, and I was crying, and I realized I have to get involved, because if I don't, if you were in Cambodia, you just thought, well, you know, I'm just a middle class person, or I'm just a regular person, I'm going
to
sit this
one out. If you knew how to write, if you had glasses, you were dead.
Yeah. So now if you are a Christian, they're going to put you in the killing fields are coming. That's all I can say is that anybody who studied history knows that the only reason you want to censor and disarm people is so that they are powerless and helpless, and you can take them away into the night and put them in the gulags.
Yes, it's a formula. Every time they're following an exact plan. Europe's about 2 years ahead of us. Mike, you're right. You're not just saying this. They're following an exact plan. So I'm going to come back and talk about the Google protest. People need to be ready for this. We're not announcing it yet. And then other solutions with Mike Cernovich from Guerrilla Mindset. Absolutely essential, people, that you realize this is happening. And that's the reason we've got patriots in government that are more and more working with us, because they understand that, wow, you conspiracy theorists were right. This is an authoritarian takeover. You bet. So let's all get together and let's stop this. Let's come together. We can do it. I can feel it. I can feel it right now. I know the spirit of liberty is rising. That's why the enemy is panicking. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over a year in the making.